It is up to the United Kingdom to honour its commitments towards no hardening of a border on the island of Ireland. And thus far, their proposals have not come to that place. And I think they are going to come under pressure, not just from our negotiator, Michel Barnier, but also from this House, because in a few short weeks, we will have another resolution strongly reiterating that view that it is up to the United Kingdom to find a solution to a problem that it is and has created because of the Brexit vote, acknowledging the particular sensitivities in Northern Ireland and indeed relationships north and south. And I would like to say to people around the constituency that they should be very reassured that it isn't I who look for meetings, that Michel Barnier will often come to me and to individual members to listen to what we have to say. So there is a very deep and constant engagement on Brexit. That said, I don't see solutions to many of the complexities we face, but clearly on the issue of the financial settlement, on citizens' rights and on the Irish question, we need more progress. And we may not have that progress by October, but we will certainly need to see progress by the end of this year if we are ever to move to the next phase, which is about the future partnership or relationship with the United Kingdom.